What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is Sunday, November 22nd, and I'm getting a little TV in before I have to head off to my Sunday spot to go to work. Just finished watching The Originals. Beautiful Mistake. It actually aired on the 12th of November. I'm a little behind. Just two episodes, right? Yeah. So I just watched this episode, and holy crap balls, this was a really, really, really good episode. Not only did it have some badass fighting in it, but Rebecca's back. And if anybody that knows me, I'm a big freaking giant fan of Rebecca. I love her a lot. I want to have her babies. And I'm so glad that her witch body got its throat cut because I could not stand that girl. But he just wasn't my Rebecca. I'm sure she's a nice girl and she's an attractive girl, but she just wasn't my Rebecca. And I'm so glad Rebecca's back. And Rebecca was whooping ass in this episode. She was just, oh man, and I cannot stand that Aya chick. I want her dead. I want her dead, dead, dead. I don't care who does it. I don't care if it's Elijah. I don't care if it's Rebecca. Well, girl fight would be better. So if Rebecca killing Aya would be totally awesome. But yes, everything around Rebecca was cool. It was interesting to find out that they have this super medallion thing that can actually bind and hold the Michelsons together and pretty much hide them away in a room, pretty much. I'm curious to see how that's going to pan out. I did not care too much for Cammy and Lucien what's his face, the cop. That whole thing there was just dragging out, and it was so boring to me. I'm just not a fan of Cammy, and I was hoping Cammy would bite the bullet in this episode, but damn it, I'm not that lucky. It was cool but sucky also to see the super cool Asian vamp. What, I guess he was like back in the day with Genghis Khan. He really put up a good fight. The dude is badass when he was fighting Haley and Marcel. But you know, he has no chance against Elijah. I mean, come on, seriously. And, but he went out like a G, catching himself on fire. So, but yeah, this was a really, really good episode. I really enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. It was called Beautiful Mistake. If you're listening to this and you haven't watched the episode, what are you doing? You should be watching The Originals. What do I give it? This episode, I would probably have to give it a 10. It was just really, really good. And you can tell it's setting it up for some, like, holy crap moment. And even Freya. I forgot about Freya. I have not been a fan of Freya since she's popped into the series. But this episode, her popping in and snapping Aya and her vamp necks, she scored some good points because she's, of course, saved my Rebecca. So Freya is finally stepping up and doing some... good. That's what I think. I know there's probably Freya fans out there, and she's cool, she has magic, and she did, Well, they're going to figure something out, because they got to protect my Davina. My baby Davina's going to... It's a lot of stress here, Rebecca. I don't want anything bad to happen to her, and I don't want anything to happen to Davina, and Haley, I'm not... I like her a lot, but I know she can take care of herself, because she's just... she's just badass, too. So, yeah, I would give this episode a 10 out of 10 for The Originals, Beautiful Mistake. Also, don't forget to check out my friend's channel. They also review. We can't get together to do the show because I have a crazy schedule. But if you want a girl's point of view of the Originals, go check out audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. My friends Kristen and I believe Keisha review the Originals. In fact, they were just doing... I think today they were just doing the newest episode, which was called Out of the Easy. I think that's what it is. So, yeah, so check that out when you get a chance. All right, people, have a great Sunday. Have a great week. I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.